What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and yes, it is that time once again for the Video Game Bang Podcast, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and or coffee. And you can get the bang drink there. You can go there, you see our names on there. I think they even put our faces on the cup. Is that right, Emma? Did you set that up for us?
I didn't agree to that.
I mean, are you going to check?
No.
Then yes.
Okay.
Then yes, I did.
I'm so glad we have someone like you on the show. And by that, I mean a woman. And I want to thank Same thing goes to Ivy. Because
yes. Backpedal.
Oh, you mean because when there are no women, you guys forget video games exist?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah. So
they derail guys, like a mofo.
If you guys listened to the last episode, that's what happens when we don't have Emma and Ivy on the show to keep us in line. It ended up being about 15 minutes, 20, 30 minutes of talking about Prince, Purple Rain, and why it's one of the best albums of all time.
Okay.
David got to flex his Power Rangers knowledge.
He did. Wow. You know, I kept track because I was listening to it, so I paid attention. 48 minutes and 34 seconds before the word video game was mentioned.
Wow, she got it down to the second. That's she's pretty upset about this.
Ivy,
so disappointed.
Ivy, did you listen to it?
No.
Why am I not surprised? I'm just not surprised that when you're
actually,
not on it, you don't
I normally
listen.
Do, but I had a lot going on this weekend.
Well, why don't you tell us about it? You were just at a convention, right?
I was at my very first guest spot at an anime convention. And it was insanely awesome. I had so much fun. So much fun. We were pretty much up till like 5 a.m. every single night, like having drinks and playing Red Flags and just screwing off and eating food in my room. It was awesome.
Typical.
But there was also some like really weird stuff that happened too.
Well, So this is in what city?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Ooh, okay. All right, you're already.
Which is awesome.
In...
I love Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we all love Phoenix. The idea. Of it, but I don't know about Phoenix.
No, Arizona's fun.
I mean,
I like Arizona.
Well, that's why you stay up till 5 a.m. though, because then it's cool.
It's hot as balls, but yeah. It is fun.
What was some of the weird stuff going down?
Well, there was this one dude that would come up to the booth and was like, hey, Ivy, why don't you respond to me on the Twitch streams? You know, I've been asking you out.
Oh, wait.
That's a fantastic start.
Yeah, that's...
And like, I've been asking you out, like, let's go have dinner and this and that. You don't respond, like, you're ignoring me. And you know, my sister's there with me, and we're both like, no. Like, honestly, half the time when I'm doing my streams, I'm also filling orders or doing whatever. So I'm looking at multiple windows on you know, the computer, so I can't really see... the feed the entire time. So I'm like, you know, I may have missed it, but you know, thank you so much for the offer, but I genuinely reserve, you know, my evenings for either business meetings or catching up with friends that I haven't seen in years. In this case, it's been like 3 years since I've been here, you know, blah blah blah. And it was super persistent, kept on it. Then would follow me like to different spots at the con.
You notice, is he like at least being, he's not being sneaky about it then? Or is he just kind of like, oh, I'm with you type of walking, or just like creeping around? What?
No, he'd like walk either behind or ahead of me, but not with me because I had an escort everywhere I went.
Okay.
But then it went from that to, he went back to my sister at the booth and asked why our last names are different. And my sister says, well, that's because she was married. And he's like, oh, so she's single.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So, and then made some comment about like, there's a chance to like date me or whatever.
So
and
you're telling
like, no,
me
no,
there's
no.
a chance.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And my sister's like, no, like she's fine. She's on her own. She's happy with where she's at right now. Like,
but
no,
she could
like,
be more happy
there's
if
no
she was
chance,
with
dude.
Me.
He's
oh,
like,
David,
that's
don't.
Me. Like, she shut him down real quick, and he's like, that's really mean, and she's like, no, it's the truth, and he didn't seem to like that all that much, but I'm very tolerant, but what made me, like, just done and, like, peace out was he took a photo of her and then was like, here, take a look at the photo I took of you, but
what?
As he does that, he uses the opportunity to look down her shirt, and... This is my 20-year-old baby sister. We don't do this to my 20-year-old baby sister.
Wait, you caught the guy in the act?
I didn't. It was one of my friends that was at the booth that was keeping an eye on everything that was going on.
And did they like confront him, like, or what? What? How? What went down?
He gave him this look like, holy crap, dude! Like, I just saw what you did, and he like booked it. And by then, security came around and were like, we're having this little bit of an issue. It's making us uncomfortable. We don't know how to deal with it. And then security went around and was talking to all of the other cosplay guests. And they identified the exact same person as saying, yeah, he's doing the same thing to all of us.
Whoa.
So it wasn't just me. It wasn't just an isolated incident. It was occurring with multiple people. And at that point, security went and they had a conversation with him. And then we didn't see him after that again. So I'm pretty sure the dude got ejected from the floor for being rude. Oh, and then he made a comment about... He had a photo of me on his phone, and his girlfriend broke up with him because he wouldn't remove the photo from his phone. And my sister was like, "Well, that's really douchey of you, like as a boyfriend." Like Amy has no filter.
This isn't how I thought this was going.
Amy has zero filter, so it was just really uncomfortable and awkward. And what can you do?
Does this happen? You know? Is this an uncommon occurrence? Because you know, you say that to the layman out there like me, I would be like, oh, isn't this like an every con occurrence? Isn't that just a lot of creepy dudes there? Or is this the worst you've ever had?
I'd say like I get asked out a few times at every convention, you know, to dinner or whatever, and I politely decline. But I've never had someone be so aggressive and like aggressively persistent about it to where it makes me incredibly uncomfortable. Usually it's a thing of no, you know, blah, 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 like what I said earlier. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they understand and then they move on and then we're cool. Like we're still cool. This was very different.
Hmm. Well, you said this was a person who was in art. Twitch chat?
He watches a Twitch stream, so I don't know if he's in our stream right now.
Regularly?
He could.
Special Cases, is that you?
No,
Gaming Sense Gaming? Which one?
No,
of these?
Gaming Sense Gaming is cool too. I don't know. I don't remember the name on stream. That's a problem. It's like, not me.
Yeah, I love how chat's like getting all defensive. Not me, not me. Not 1, 2, 3, not it.
Ghost, ghost.
Knowing that this is the internet, they'll figure it out. Process of elimination, they'll pull like internet.
They're generally on my stream, but I've seen them pop in on this stream, but I can't remember who, because usually they're the ones, they'll comment on chat and say, hey, I want to take you out. They always say that.
Not about it.
Oh, man.
Not about that shit.
That was fun. But aside from that, the con was amazing, phenomenal. I would go back. I love everybody there. And we got to get the whole VGB crew out there.
I agree.
Legit. There was a podcast group out there that was just doing nothing but pulling guests and stuff and just doing recording podcasts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and cute. I was like, hello.
What is this, amateur hour?
We could do this. Dang. Wow, it was good. No, it was good. It was really good.
Sure it was.
Yeah. No, legit. We can do it.
I just have to.
If we build it, they will come.
Also on the show, David Ng, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, David Ng.
Hi, guys.
Sorry, I was on your intro.
It's good to be back.
That was a big intro.
Hi, David. Wait, David Ng?
Yeah, this is not the David you think. Ivy.
Not David Webb.
No,
the other one. The original one.
Oh,
he said the OG.
The OD.
Shots fired.
The OD, original David. Well, I mean, chronologically speaking, you were the first David on the
technically
show.
Technically, I'm correct.
Yeah, there's can't really debate that one. How you been, man? You've been a workhorse. We celebrated your birthday. You're 30 now. What's,
I know, I'm getting old.
Had it hit you yet? Do you feel 30?
No, because apparently I worked 33 hours straight. So that doesn't seem like something an old person would do.
It seems like the exact same thing a 30-year-old would do. You're like in the
really,
yeah. You're in the prime of your working career. This is you've seen Up. You're what? In that How's... portion in the middle that's fun.
What?
Up? What?
Have you seen Up?
Are you talking about the same movie?
Yeah. It's the...
We don't.
I promise you're not in Up. I promise. Okay, thank I promise you. Don't
that,
worry.
That was really depressing.
Don't worry.
No, without the wife dying part. I mean, okay.
Hey.
Let's continue.
I don't see where you're going with this.
It made
Thanks
sense.
Thanks for bringing it down again.
All right, it made sense.
You're fine.
Continue, please.
I'm working a lot.
We celebrated your 30th birthday.
Yes.
The way like a kid would. Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
There were like 12 of us packed into this room solving puzzles all over the place. And it was great.
It was super fun. You would be like, I think I've said it before many times. You know, when you get to choose, like, who would you take with you to a zombie apocalypse or build, like, some list. If I had to go through an escape room or, you know, go through some situation like a zombie apocalypse, it would definitely be you because your brain just works differently. And I was excited to put you to the test through this thing.
Yeah, did I pass?
I mean, we got out.
I mean, is that what all the criteria is? Because
did y'all survive?
Yeah, we survived. Like,
did we die?
With how much time?
We could have died.
Yeah, you didn't know. You signed a waiver, bro.
Oh God, I didn't read the fine print.
No, so we did the space one, where it's basically alien storyline. Yeah. You're up there working on science stuff, an alien gets through, and you have an hour to evacuate the ship, and you have to do it through a big thing of puzzles. And we had a lot of people in that little tiny escape room.
Yeah,
and so, I mean. We got out in 45 minutes compared to the hour.
It's pretty good. Impressive. I heard that the record was 35. So
they cheated.
I mean, they could have.
They totally cheated.
Man.
But we had
So we need to all do a team escape room, though.
Yes, we do. I'm kind of hooked. It was a lot of fun.
They're becoming more and more popular. If you guys, like, at first, escape rooms were those things where it's like, oh, yeah, you have to be at E3 or you have to go to L.A. to do one if you want to do it. But now, like... Our little town of Sacramento has like 5 escape room locations, and they all have
multiple
puzzles.
The best one is in Upland here, though, dude.
What did you do?
Oh, the escape room here. It was it has a hard R rating. Like they said it's a hard R.
They might want to rethink that real fast.
Yeah.
It was more than rated R. Is what I'm gonna say. Is all I can say.
Okay.
There's a lot more than that.
In between an R and an X.
The NC-17 is the other one.
What are we talking about?
There were things in there that definitely would be beyond an R rating, and beyond an NC-17. Let's just say
beyond an NC-17.
Doesn't get any worse than an NC-17.
No, now I have questions. Is it gory or pornographic?
There were pornographic elements.
No, there were pornographic elements.
Gornographic?
Gornographic.
Gornographic.
There we go.
Can someone check that?
Like that. I hate it. Don't make that a thing.
Go to Urban Dictionary right now and see if that exists somewhere in chat.
I'm pretty sure that should already. Come on.
This escape room was amazing, and the actors were phenomenal, and I found out what I'm really made of, and apparently what I'm made of is I would leave the entire team to survive myself.
I think a lot of people would do that.
I forgot my sister was with me. I left her behind.
So you learned that about yourself just now?
During the escape room.
During that escape
room? I have a gesture for you that I can't put here because people will Twitch clip it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if you asked any of us on the show beforehand which of us would be most likely to get bit and not tell anybody, it'd probably be you.
It'd be me, yeah. It's okay. I want to share the love.
Yeah. Ugh,
the zombie love.
Can't you feel
can
the love
that
tonight?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm here too. Oh, is this my introduction now? Is this a thing? No.
Emma just got a little bit older on the show.
Oh, God.
Okay, why didn't he get one of those?
I don't know.
All right.
I could give him one real quick.
No, thank you.
No,
that's
not
necessary.
It's fine.
I don't need a quickie.
Emma, welcome to the show, Emma.
I legit thought you were just like, bye. It's like, and none for Glenn Coco.
No, of course. Emma, you has just had a birthday as well.
I did.
Thank you for inviting me to your birthday party.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for coming.
I mean, it was a good surprise getting invited to something.
Wow.
Doesn't happen very often. you know, when I grew up... Dad always said,
I think my birthday's about Corey now.
Apparently, geez. It's like he's forgetting it. I just invited him to my birthday the week before that. What the heck?
Talk us through your birthday. How did it go?
It was good. It was very, like, I was very insistent the whole time. I was like, this is not a party. We're not calling it a party. I'm not throwing a party. We are just going to be at my house with drinks.
Having
and
a party.
That is it.
No.
Because as soon as I say the word party, there's like an expectation of fun. And I'm not.
There will be zero fun at this gathering.
I'm not
at my
responsible
house.
For anybody having fun. But everybody kind of came over, hung out. There were presents, which I was not expecting.
Yeah.
I got some good presents and got a particular present that was very, very nice.
So, okay, first of all, what you're saying is you had a party?
is a bold-faced lie.
And then it was definitely a party. And then second of all, yeah, a couple of your friends got together and we pitched in and got you the Duke controller.
Yeah, so oh, thank wow. you to Corey, you, and Webb and Aaron. Thank you guys.
Who?
Fuck off.
Oh, Dave, Webb. Yeah, that's right.
So those three got together and got me the Xbox One Duke recreation controller. And I think I opened it and I saw it was in the box and I just yelled, "What did you do?
What did you do? What have you done?"
I wasn't expecting you guys to do anything like that. So I was very touched. It was very, very nice. Thank you so much. I have played with it a little bit and it's I keep pressing the button because the button that used to just be the Xbox logo does the whole startup screen.
Oh, nice.
For the original Xbox, so I just sit there and just press it, and I press it again, and I press it again, and I just sit there and, like, giggle to myself. And I'm like, eventually I'll play a game with this, but for now, this is fine.
I like your new plan. You said you were planning on maybe bringing back some retro Halo to the stream, too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stream at some point. I don't know when, but I'll use it to stream the original Halo.
Oh,
Combat Evolved.
Combat Evolved.
So what year was that, David?
2001.
Man.
Dude, we got to take ourselves way back. You could only wear clothes from that time period. And, like...
I probably still have them in a box in the garage. Like, none of them fit anymore because I was 7.
Jeez.
But,
but you have to play the updated ones, right? With all the patches and stuff.
Yeah.
See, they added fall damage.
No.
Yeah, because in the original one, I remember if you, like, wall slid, there would be no fall damage because you're constantly touching a surface. So it didn't calculate your fall damage.
Oh, I'm not playing. That's blasphemy. Never playing that.
But that's part of the reason that it's the controller itself is so special to me and so nostalgic is because when I played that and when I got that, I didn't play the game when I was 7 because it scared me. So I watched my dad and my sister play it. But by the time I got to it, I mean, I was a little kid, and that's a big controller. I couldn't use it. I could not use the Duke. I tried, and, like, I could kind of get my way around it, but I had this, like, shitty Mad Catz controller that was, like, a third of the size, so my little hands could actually reach the buttons.
So when you played with the Duke, you had to choose between moving and aiming?
Pretty much.
Because you could only do one at a time.
And, like, I used to play Fusion Frenzy, and there was, like, a rhythm game, and I had to hold it on one side.
She wasn't one of the chipmunks. And she was like a full-size human.
May as well
kind of sounding like this.
May as well have been. But so now I get to experience Combat Evolved on the original Duke that I never quite got to do. And I'm very excited about it. So thank you so much. I'm super, like, I was really touched.
Yeah, well, you're definitely part of our VGB family, and we take care of family. Dom.
Thank you. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. So you are also the news person. And,
I am.
And as another extended birthday present, I won't play the song again.
I appreciate you and everything you do.
I know. I know. That's the. I knew.
Can we extend that for the whole month, though?
I like the way David thinks.
You guys are, like, greedy. I gave you what was a mountain for me. All right. What's first news story? Because there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, but we'll start. We'll start with the easy stuff. PAX Prime was this weekend. PAX West, as they call it now, as there are so many. But so there's a bunch of different things. But one of the big things was Anthem. Anthem had a big panel. So we got a new gameplay trailer that focused more on sort of the story of Anthem.
Okay, because that's what we work. Completely devoid of anything story in that last E3 showing. Right.
So if you guys all know what Anthem is.
Yeah.
Ivy.
Mm-mm.
Okay. It's the new game from BioWare. So the guys that made Mass Effect. It's their new game. But so they have a new gameplay trailer, and it's very largely focused on what they're calling Our World, Your Story. Or no. Our World, My Story.
No, Your World, My Story.
Your World, My Story. No, I fucked it up the second we did it. But Our World, My Story is, like, the way that they're phrasing this. So it's a shared... The whole game exists in a shared multiplayer world with other characters and other players, and everything is, you know, always open, sort of like a Destiny kind of a thing. But it also includes a very compelling, very rich personal storyline, which some might say a game like Destiny is lacking.
Yeah.
I don't know who would say such blasphemy.
They have the pedigree to make it work.
They do.
Like you were saying, it's the Mass Effect people, so it won't be too ridiculous.
So that is a good trailer to check out if you're interested in Anthem, a new gameplay trailer from PAX. Go find that. It's like 5 minutes long. But the demo, they announced there will be a full demo, which doesn't, like, people don't really do demos anymore. We get a lot of betas, but we don't get a lot of demos.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a demo available February 1st of 2019. Ooh. And I imagine you'll have to be some sort of like premium subscriber, EA Access or something like that. And then anybody who pre-orders the game also gets access to the beta, which is going to be separate from the demo. There's a whole lot of stuff.
Video games in 2018, man. You got to get the beta to get the DLC to update your RAM to get.
Speaking of DLC, they did say that Anthem will include free backstory DLC. So there will be story expansions, but they will be free.
I mean, that's good.
No, so they're saying the prequel expansions are free. The post expansions they did not mention.
That's a fair point. I was trying to be nice.
Yeah, no.
Never give.
You can't pull the wool over my eyes.
I wasn't trying to be nice. I just didn't read that part. But yeah, so we got some new info. Yeah. Are you excited for Anthem?
I am excited for Anthem. I mean, I really like BioWare, so I'll give it a shot. I'm not super into like MMOs, but Anthem.
You still pretty hype?
No, I haven't been.
Oh, you haven't been?
No, I haven't been. It hasn't showed me anything yet. I got to watch this new trailer, but everything I saw made me just still think too much of Destiny. So once it separates itself, I don't know what it's going to take or when it'll happen, or maybe after a couple good reviews, I'll change my opinion. But at this point, so much other stuff I got to spend my money on.
I imagine that'll probably hold until you actually see the game played, like when it comes out.
Yeah. I'm going to need a 48-minute gameplay trailer. Yeah.
He's going to hold out until two of his friends gets it, and then he's going to be like, okay, I'll be part of the squad.
Probably.
Yeah, I just don't like being left out of things.
He's a follower.
No, I just crave friendship.
I think that's what followers do.
Whoa!
Get wrecked.
Jeez. Look at those Zenzu beans in the chat, please.
And then we got some other game. Out of PAX, we just got some other gameplay. So there is now gameplay online for Indivisible Bee Simulator. So that's something we all need in our lives.
Yeah. I can be a bee?
You can be a bee.
Oh, pollinate those flowers.
I need it.
Diablo 3 on the Switch, Blood Roots, and an untitled goose game, which actually looks hilarious.
Oh, is that the
like jerk goose simulator?
Jerk goose simulator, yeah.
There's like 10 minutes of gameplay out there, but it actually looks hilarious.
That sounds horribly dirty.
Jerk goose. I didn't even think about it that way. Why
is it terrible?
Why are you so dirty, Ivy? That's messed up.
I am not.
That was all you.
I'm sorry, my brain just went there.
Jerk goose simulator. But no, it's like there's different levels. Like a goose gets into a store.
Yeah.
And you gotta like, it seems like you gotta wreck as much shit without the lady catching you or something.
Pretty much. Yeah. There's like a to-do list. Like the one in the gameplay is like a garden. And that's like, number one, get into the garden. Number two, get the gardener wet. Like, it's like all these things to just piss him off. It actually looks really funny.
So it's Is this on Steam or something else?
I have no idea. I think it's probably definitely going to be on Steam, but should be pretty good. I'm hoping.
Gosh, now I can never look at the title the same way again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think that's what it's called. I think that's what people were calling it, but it's labeled as Untitled Goose Game.
Gotcha.
So hopefully you'll be saved. So after we just wanted to get that easy one out of the way. We're getting to the meat of what went on this week. Big announcements. Henry Cavill as Geralt in the Netflix Witcher series. Boom. It felt like Henry a boom Cavill. Moment.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill.
Okay, this is where this would be a Netflix series?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a Netflix series. The first season is going to be 8 episodes. And they did specify that it's based on the novels, not the games.
I don't know the novels.
That's technically better, isn't it?
That's fair. But you've played The Witcher 3?
I've played Witcher 3. Okay. It was amazing.
Yeah. So how do you feel about this?
I feel conflicted because I think that he'll do well in the role. He plays like a dry sense of humor and stuff pretty well. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of emotion in a lot of his acting. But I really wish they wouldn't do big name actors, because it's just like, why are you signing up for all this money when you don't need to?
I don't know. I
notice a difference in quality when a TV show does go for those top budget actors. And like, I think.
But is that a difference in the quality of the show because of the actor, or because the budget is just higher because they can hire this guy?
I think both. Like, the big time actors are big time actors for a reason.
I feel like the chicken egg situation.
Yeah, this is chicken egg.
Yes.
There was a True Detective season one. Like, that show was so good because like halfway through, and I don't think about acting. Like, you know, when this award season comes around, I don't care. I judge it by how much fun I had watching it. Mm-hmm. But in this, I was like, God damn, the acting is good. Like, this is a really good thing. Matthew McConaughey is a dreamboat. Like, it was perfect. So I wouldn't let that hang you up.
Okay.
You should be excited for, I don't know.
I mean, I am excited because Witcher is a really good story, and if they can give me a good story, then I'm happy.
Would it make you feel better about the casting to know that Henry Cavill is a fan of the source material?
It definitely helps. Yes.
He's played the games and read the books, and he says he likes them.
Excellent. Yes, I'm more on board now.
He was actually...
And he's definitely going to work hard at making it, like, you know, it making an accurate iteration of that character.
Right, like he's going to put more into it and know more of the backstory. He was actually kind of pushing for it, because early last month, he reposted a picture from Boss Logic on Instagram, who does a lot of those, like, sort of mashup, a lot of Photoshop, photo meddling, where he had done a photo meld of Henry Cavill as The Witcher. He like posted that on his Instagram with like millions of followers, and there's like a couple other in there, but that was the first one, and that's when people started to go, holy shit, like, you should, this would be crazy, this would be so good. But there was actually a tweet from the showrunner and producer, like executive producer, the woman who's running the whole thing, and she, after the announcement, she said, "He was my first meeting. I didn't have writers or scripts yet, just a green light and a lot of passion. That was 4 months ago, and I've never forgotten the passion he brought. He is Geralt. He has always been, and I'm so thrilled to welcome him to the family."
Wow.
He's a fanboy.
Okay.
Yep. And then the voice actor approves, okay. Which I know is a thing, something people were kind of like, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to sound the same. It's not going to, like, people are weird about it.
Have we seen this before where an actor gets like a passion role and it turns out really well?
Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool.
Nicolas Cage.
Yep.
Nick Cage. It's like for every positive reaction, there's an equal and opposite.
Right. We went two very different directions with that.
Well, we got to show the two extremes. Come on, guys.
I guess so. What else we got?
So we had that. We're all excited. But the big thing from today, Captain Marvel photos, everybody.
Oh, here we go.
Captain Marvel.
You know, I don't like this.
What is that?
I don't like
this.
I don't like it.
What? Why?
Okay, I'll tell you what I don't like about it. I don't like how she went on the internet yesterday to say, "Hey, guess what? You want to break the internet tomorrow?" It's like, oh, shit, we're going to get pictures from Ms. Marvel. Like, it was so predictable and dumb. They should have just surprised us. Ms. Marvel.
Ms. Marvel, thank you. I prefer her as Ms. Marvel versus Captain Marvel.
Come on.
But for branding,
Ms. Marvel's the little kid now.
Yes.
Okay, is that the reason why?
Yeah.
Kamala Khan is Ms. Marvel.
Yeah. She gave
title. Carol Danvers is Ms. Marvel.
I mean, not right now.
But you could say the same thing about, like, Spider-Man. It's like a different version of Spider-Man out, and yet in the movies, Peter Parker, Spider-Man.
Yep. It's true.
So they made a conscious, like, I guess there was no precedent yet for this character, so it's different.
But anyway, we got Captain Marvel photos, and they're fucking fantastic. But I will agree with you. I was a little, I will say I'm super happy with this. I like, they all look great. We'll get into it in a minute. But so yesterday I saw her tweet. She tweeted what you said. She said, "At Entertainment Weekly, you know, I'm bored. Do you want to break the internet tomorrow?" And then Entertainment Weekly replied, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Like, meet us here at noon Eastern."
Let's see. I work in social media, and just to give you a heads up, neither of them typed those
things. No, they didn't.
Okay.
I'm 100% aware.
You're telling me this was all planned out in advance? This wasn't spur of the moment?
I don't want to break your guys' heart.
Those tweets were drafted two months ago.
Yeah, I know.
They've been sitting in there.
By a guy named Joe.
So I saw that, and I flipped, and I was like, we're getting the trailer. Like, when you say break the internet, that's big. That should be big shit.
Yeah.
So not that this isn't big, but it's not trailer big. So I woke up. So I actually set an alarm to wake up at 9 a.m. because I sleep in every
Holy
day of my
crap,
life.
Girl.
Yeah, it's a problem. Don't worry about it.
Man, 9 but, a.m. I wish I could sleep in.
My sleep schedule's all fucked. But I set an alarm to wake up at 9 a.m. and make sure I was on Twitter on Entertainment Weekly's thing. And I was, like, so hype. I was, like, waiting for the video. And then I saw the cover. And I was, like, this is super exciting. Where's the trailer? And it was that.
No trailer.
It was a little bit of a letdown for a minute. But then I saw the photos and I wasn't let down anymore.
Have you had a chance?
But the trailer was a letdown.
There is no trailer.
Yeah, that's the big letdown.
That's the thing. There was no trailer. Okay. It was just pictures.
Ivy, you said you saw the pictures across Instagram floating around. And you are the resident cosplayer, expertise, world traveler.
Oh, the costume looks amazing.
Give us your full breakdown. But I want to know everything about it. Tell me every little thing, though.
No, it's good. It's good. It's just not Ms. Marvel.
What?
What do you
wait,
mean?
What?
Wait, so you want, did you want the bathing suit one piece?
With the sash?
The one piece, the black suit with the lightning bolt and the red sash. That's what I want. That's my Ms. Marvel.
But this
was never going to be that one.
And it can't, it's 2018.
I know, that's why I don't like it.
Fair enough. But
I'll go see it, but I mean, it's going to take a lot to sell her to me. Like, I currently do not care. Because I don't care for Captain Marvel. I care for Ms. Marvel, Carol Danvers' Ms. Marvel. But yeah, I'm like,
Didn't they show some of the villains
we'll
too?
We'll see how
they
it looks.
Did.
Is it crossing over with Dragon Ball Z? Because I think I saw Piccolo.
I hate you.
Was it him or not?
It was a Skrull.
Yeah, that looked like that was Piccolo. That was a no Skrull.
God.
Now Piccolo's darker than
God,
that.
God, I feel like you appreciate this with me. We can appreciate this together. This whole Captain Marvel thing.
Yeah.
We're
instead
on.
Of us just raining all over Emma's
it.
Parade.
I wish she had a mohawk. That would have been fucking sick.
I really wish.
Well, she may not have a mohawk, but she does have a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt.
Yes, she does.
It's the same thing.
Yes, she does. So that was, you may have heard us playing Nine Inch Nails in the pre-show. So I had seen all the pictures that we were talking about. We have like a VGB group chat. We were all talking about it. And then I just texted all caps, I'm screaming. And then the picture of her in a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. And I was just, oh, I didn't think I could love this anymore. And then they put her in Nine Inch Nails shirt.
But why?
I was sold.
Because it's 90s, man.
And you know what? I'm fucking calling it right now. Guardians of the Galaxy, move over. This is going to have the best soundtrack in the MCU.
Oh, I don't know if I'd call that
in
one.
The 90s? 90s music? Would. You guys can all you want. I'm here for the 90s music.
We were there. We know the 90s music.
I don't. Well, see, I think where you're wrong is there's going to be like three 90s songs.
I want there to be.
See, that's where I think you're wrong, is there going to be three.
If it is.
Because it's going to be in space.
If this
someone's Guardians of the Galaxy.
If this ends up
his
being,
whole thing is he had like a Walkman.
Whatever.
If this thing ends up being the Guardians of the Galaxy of the 90s, as far as soundtracks go, if it was.
Oh, okay. Soundtracks,
What songs have to be on there from the 90s?
All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yes. No, but that's 2000. I think that's 2000.
1999.
Right? Oh, it's on the bubble.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
1999. But there's that angle. Okay. But I remember we were talking about this earlier, where the first photo you see is her new suit, which looks fantastic.
The full red
and gold and blue suit looks fantastic. And my first thought when I saw that was, now everybody can stop bitching about the green suit.
Oh yeah,
my God!
Did she historically wear a green suit or something, or where did that even come from?
It's Mar-Vell's suit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a classic Kree design, so it's not really her suit, but it's like the Kree suit,
right? So when they had the set photos,
yeah, no, Captain Mar-Vell had a completely different suit.
Right. So when they had the set photos and everybody lost their mind and they're like, this isn't Captain Marvel, like they're ruining the movie. I'm like, this isn't her final suit. Why does anybody think? It's like if the first set photos from Iron Man that came out and everybody was super hyped for it had been like his clunky, like, you know, botched together suit in the very beginning of the movie and everybody flipped out because that was the Iron Man suit.
Could you imagine if they ended the movie like that?
Oh, frustrating.
It was like the reaction to her green suit was like that to me.
Yeah.
I was like, obviously that's not her final suit, but now everybody can take a breath. Everybody can stop bitching about the green suit. It's okay. We have a Captain Marvel suit.
So what are we going to expect as far as the storyline? So we know we're going to get Skrull, but is that like a secret invasion thing? Because the Skrull have been a part of so many storylines.
I don't know. Because like,
well, did they get the rights back to?
Yeah.
There's a photo of the Skrull. So
okay, but you know, because for a while, the Marvel U was calling them something else for a while.
Yeah,
all of the promotional stuff refers to them as Skrull.
Okay,
so I think
because I've seen like leaks from like the boxes of toys, and stuff. They're breaking that stuff down.
So they showed a picture of the Skrull and they named the guy Talos, right? Is what they said his name is the villain of this. There's one of the villains of this, played by Ben Mendelsohn. But then they also showed his human form, because he has a human form and he's a member of S.H.I.E.L.D. So he's like a deep cover Skrull in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Then that's Secret Invasion then.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Yeah.
And they're not, it's not gonna be a big reveal, because it's in the promo photos. They show you the human and they tell you this is him.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, it has to be like that. Or the beginnings of it or whatever the hell. They're infiltrating at this point.
Right. So I guess that's kind of the direction we're going to go with that. I don't know how she's going to end up coming back to Earth. They did say that they are going a different route than they usually do with Origins. She's going to start the movie. She already has her powers. Already has her powers, has already gone, and is on Kree and is a member of, like, their military task force.
Okay. That's
so
cool.
So we're kind of skipping it over the whole, like, oh, I have these powers. What do I do? We're skipping all that.
Man,
she's,
if only
she's,
they'd done that
she's
with
already
Green
badass.
Lantern.
That would have been the way to go.
Yeah.
And if only it hadn't been Hal Jordan.
Yeah,
that would have.
I don't agree with you there,
better.
But okay.
So no odds of us seeing Super Skrull in this, huh?
No, I think the Fantastic Four stuff's too fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, because he wouldn't make any sense, I guess.
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, we also get Ronan the Accuser back. So that's another villain we're going to get.
Yep. I was kind of surprised, but then I remembered that this is all prequel.
Yes.
That's cool.
Oh, sweet. So maybe that villain gets a little more time to show some sides to his personality that we didn't get to see in the original Guardians.
Before he gets deleted again from our memory.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So Ronan is back, and Jimon Hustu's character is back, whose name I forget, as one of the Kree military task force.
I do not recall, but
something
yes.
with a K, maybe?
There's no way I'm going to remember that.
I got nothing.
There's no way.
But we saw them. We also saw young Samuel L. Jackson.
He looks really good.
He looks fucking fantastic.
Is it that CG
making
youngification thing?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell from the picture, actually. It looked pretty natural.
It looks pretty good. It looks really good. And then somebody put a picture of him next to him in Die Hard. Looks the fucking same.
Die Hard 3, awesome. Die with a Vengeance.
Yeah, looks exactly the same. You know, yeah, whatever. But
it's the best
see,
one in the series, though, guys.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Is it? Is Alan Rickman in it? Then it's not the best one.
I mean,
if Alan Rickman isn't in it, is it a Die Hard? That
no,
was my best.
I
that
have.
Was my best. That was the best I had.
Alan Rickman was in it, though, because there's a flashback scene of him falling from a building.
Oh, fair enough. That's
so,
the second best.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite, Ivy? Favorite Die Hard?
It's the first one with
fair.
Hans Gruber.
High five.
Alan Rickman.
Over
for
the
sure.
camera.
Alan Rickman is life. Was life. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Gone too soon.
Wow. That was dark.
He's my Snape. He's my professor. My bedroom is based off of what if my bedroom was Professor Snape's bedchamber. That's what it would look like. And
I'm glad we turned that from dungeon to bedchamber.
Let's quickly move along. What else
so
we got
he was
on the...
young Samuel Jackson. They actually show in old set photos you can see the mocap dots on his face.
Oh, nice.
So they definitely did that. What else did we get out of that? We got the Skrulls. We get to see her as an Air Force pilot. So I imagine those will be flashbacks if she's already on Kree.
Probably.
To her life before she
Why
was
does she
Air Force
need a plane?
Pilot.
She can
exactly.
fly. Why
exactly.
does she need a plane?
Yeah.
And we got a picture of Maria Rambeau. Is she Photon? Is she a comic person?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm turning to
one.
Gondo for the comic stuff. Do you know, Ivy? Is Photon a name you know from
it
Captain Marvel?
It sounds familiar, but we can ask Google.
Because in the movie, Maria Rambeau, her call sign is Photon. She's another pilot, and she is Carol's best friend. So we know that we're getting some backstory there on her life pre-Kree,
okay.
as they say.
Pre-Kree.
Yeah, no, she's part of the Marvel U.
Cool. So we've got
a character appearing in American comic books by Marvel, initially known as Captain Marvel. The character joined and eventually became leader of the for a time.
I think I'm going to go into another segment right here real quick because I have to concede to David Webb and Emma here because you guys have been really excited about the new Spider-Man game coming out on the PlayStation 4. And I've been very lukewarm, like, I don't really care about it. This doesn't get me out of bed. And then I saw just the wave of reviews coming through from all the major players, the IGNs, the GameSpots, the everythings, just saying that this game is incredible. 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, perfect scores. And so I went today, put pants on, and I go to the store, and I reserved Spider-Man from my local Best Buy to pick up on Friday. So
I'm very proud of you, but I have one question.
Why did you
go to the store to do that?
Because I'm 30.
You can do that online without the pants.
My question is, why did you reserve it? There's going to be tons of them.
I did because I think, don't you have to reserve with your game membership?
Nope.
Wait, what?
Nope. You can use your Gamers Club discount without reserving it.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, man. I put on pants for no reason.
For no
today.
Reason, but I am proud of you. I am.
For
and
what?
The Spider-Man game is going to be great.
I mean, so are you going to stream it? Are you picking it?
I am. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll pick it up. So this will lead into the next thing we're going to talk about, too. But I will be busy all Thursday night, and then I will sleep during the day on Friday, and then I will play Spider-Man in the evening.
All right.
But we got new DLC trailers already, even though the game hasn't come out. They're already talking about the DLC, and Black Cat is in it.
I'm not a fan of this already. Not a fan.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing now. It's just how games are. It's unfortunate. But Black Cat is going to be in the DLC.
Yes,
I think if you pre-order, you get the Iron Spider suit from the Avengers.
Okay, I'm in.
That's pretty badass.
So do I get that now? I at least
I
get
think
that?
So. I yes. think so. Check your pre-order. But
so I did put
so.
On pants for a reason.
For the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah, exactly. The reviews looked really cool. Like, I like that they have different suits. I don't know why I didn't think they were going to put different suits in the game, but they did. Mm-hmm. And each one not only, like, it has, they all have their own abilities, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
That's great.
I've been avoiding looking, especially at reviews. I've seen a couple headlines, and they all look really good. I know GameSpot gave it a 9 out of 10, but I'm, like, trying to go in as blind as I can.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking. I saw some trailers, and I'm not looking at anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's safe. Safe
but
bet.
It looks so good.
Anthony's saying there's 27 suits.
Jeez.
Damn.
It's a lot.
27 dresses over here.
Where's the thing? Here we go. There you go, David.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
That one's for you.
That sustains me.
But, so you're not a day one on that one?
I don't have a PlayStation.
That's a fair point. So that's a no from David.
Yeah, that's a no.
I wish.
I wish.
I'm excited for David to start streaming.
Is it
streaming
exclusive
it.
To PlayStation?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's Mother. PlayStation only.
Never mind.
Oh, well.
Oh. I mean, we always. I think that was kind of, that was never a question, though, because it's Sony.
Yeah.
So and, it was always going to be a PlayStation exclusive.
Yeah, and like and when you try and look it up to reserve it, it just says Spider-Man.
Well, I mean,
the
they've released old Spider-Man yeah. games on Xbox before.
Yeah, they have. This one is weird.
I want to say that was before Sony owned Spider-Man, though, wasn't
That's
it?
Possible.
No,
the older games?
I'm
or no, because
sure,
they were based
no.
on the movies.
Yeah, the movie games definitely came out on the Xbox.
Well, shit, I got nothing then. Maybe they'll do what they've been doing with other games, where like they'll release it for the Xbox next year or something.
Hmm. I don't know. Hopefully. I mean, it's not going to matter since I'm getting it day numero uno. The the reviews I saw, there are some concerns. I guess I shouldn't bring you down with it, but...
How do you refill up your web shooters?
Yeah, you have to do that manually every time.
Do you?
Oh, man.
Oh.
No. I don't know.
The shittiest game. And you have to go take bathroom breaks, too.
Well, because I didn't know they were going for like the Tom Holland Spider-Man where it's like his own things that he like made. You have to pop them out and pop them back in.
No, from what they say,
oh, the
like
web
the best parts are the movement and then just the environments mm-hmm. and how much... Like it's actually a little more difficult than typical Spider-Man games, but it's way more rewarding when yeah. you're moving around.
The
and
movement
is
looks
it on
amazing.
The Unreal Engine?
I don't know which one it is. It's on the good engine because
good
it looks beautiful. But yeah, this is going to be a good one. I marked out, went ahead and did the pre-order thing, but then I was just thinking, like as I was walking through and looking at the other pre-order icon things, I'm going to be spending a lot of money this year, man. And
yeah.
these things aren't cheap. Like,
well, let's do a quick review. What yeah. are you getting?
Okay.
What's on your list?
Spider-Man?
Yes.
As of today.
Of course.
Mario Party?
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Red Dead Redemption?
Fair. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going with Smash Ultimate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Definitely. I think okay. I'm going Eevee, too.
Yeah. And then that's it. That's five
no,
games.
No Tomb Raider?
No.
Call of Duty Black Ops 4?
No. No. God.
But
no.
it has Battle Royale with zombies.
I'll be over there if you decide to join me.
Are you really going to be playing that game, David?
Probably.
That's
yes.
way too bro-y for you.
It kind of is.
It's that's a waste of your brain.
A little bit, but I actually
Sometimes
have people who will play games
shut
with
off.
Me.
Not David. No, David's a guy.
David's
who,
always on.
He's always on. He's the one who breaks the games. When I watched fucking Doctor Strange when that movie came out
mm-hmm.
and remember he figures out a way to like loop his abilities to where he can mm-hmm. study in his sleep.
Oh yeah.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, David Ng. Exactly.
I mean,
David, that would have been day one. David is like, oh, I could study all these in my sleep and just do that.
I mean, legit, I wish I could do that.
Gosh, you just break all the games. Every time we played Minecraft, you break something. You build something that gives you unlimited chickens. It's like, now the game's not fun. Now I can just find
it's
chickens.
It's not fun.
Because you solved all our problems.
Well, there was see a need, fill a need, okay?
In video games, there's a problem that projects the human race forward. And in Minecraft with you, everything is just done. It's like, oh, shit, I don't need food because I have an unlimited source of food.
Yeah, and water because, oh, you know, God. That just makes itself.
You came out with a system to destroy all of the baddies in the game. So there's just peace. Yeah.
Did you?
A tree farmer also that I tried to build.
Amy makes she created a death machine where she pushes this little button and then the cows get dropped into this little container filled with water and then they drown and then meat comes out the bottom.
Oh, see, and then you have to, form of that is you drop them onto lava.
That's what I was thinking.
So it cooks the meat and then it falls into a chest. So it's automatically cooked for you. I actually saw a tutorial of that. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I saw a tutorial for that with chickens.
No, she drowned hers.
No, I think your sister's doing it for her own.
It's not even the
for
food.
Her own enjoyment.
Yeah, it's not even for the food.
It's for sport.
She throws the food off a cliff when it's all over.
That the water is like a waterfall that just goes somewhere else.
And she has like flowers planted all around the
I'm a vegetarian.
Thing. Makes it look all pretty. Like, dude, you're freaking Jesus. Beautifying your torture chamber? What the hell?
Jeez. What's wrong with that Doom Kitty family?
I will tell her about the lava thing and see if she builds it. She's playing Minecraft right now, like as we speak.
No. Why won't this game just die?
Never.
Because it's so good. I go to sleep with the soundtrack.
Comes back.
I'm excited for David Webb to start streaming Spider-Man.
Yeah, like, the web slinger.
They're going to think he was fully branded just for this game. Because like, if you go to his Twitch stream, Web Slinger 1 on Twitch, it's all branded with like spider webs and like he really plays into it. Yeah, it's because he goes by Web Slinger. And now his game has come out. So now anybody surfing Twitch is like, oh shit, this guy's committed. He made his name.
And they're going to watch it for like 10 minutes. He's going to like smack into the side of a building. Yeah. Like, well, this was fun.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
You know what else is happening Friday that everybody's very excited for?
Mm-mm.
Iron Fist Season 2.
Oh, was that sarcasm? Are people really excited for this?
Not many people were excited about it.
Nobody's excited for it.
Okay, good.
I am.
Good.
You are? Oh, okay. You have an interesting theory on it. Go ahead and share it with David.
I do. So, here's the deal.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
Yep.
Iron Fist Season 1 was garbage.
Yes, it was.
It was real bad.
Yes.
Everything except for Colleen sucked.
Agreed.
Colleen was great.
Even she was kind of questionable at times.
At times. But overall. But, new showrunner, mm-hmm. new writers, mm-hmm. time to learn from their mistakes, trust Marvel. I am cautiously optimistic for Season 2.
That's fair.
I love how picky and choosy she is about the things she chooses to give optimism into. Because typically it will be at some sort of impasse and I'll want to give someone or something the benefit of the doubt. And it's always like, no forgiveness, no mercy.
We can't forgive their history.
I mean, Iron Fist didn't sexually assault anybody, so
hey,
I'm pretty
whoa,
open
whoa,
to...
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. That was...
You don't know what happened in that cave with that dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not.
Clearly you listened to the episode you weren't on, like you had mentioned before. Uh-huh, we got into some stuff and things. We don't need to dig up those bones. But no, there's been other things too beyond sexual assault where I'll choose to give something the benefit and then you just kinda burn it to the ground mentality, but then you choose things like dead or alive.
See, the difference is
and
you stood with it.
Okay.
So anything you're with, she's automatically against.
Okay.
That's a fair point.
That's probably a fair point.
Yeah. That's not bad.
But you're choosing to have faith in this.
So you're already disappointed that I'm going to watch this. You want to be more disappointed?
Sure.
You don't know how I'm going to watch it?
Oh.
Are you going to
tell me?
Like,
so Netflix drops. I do this with this is a tradition. I do this with every single Marvel show on Netflix. Netflix drops it at midnight Pacific time. I start mm-hmm. episode one. The second it hits Netflix, I watch all 13 in a row.
Are you trying
yep,
to like?
Same.
Are you like the real life version of the guy on YouTube comments that goes first?
First.
Is that what you yell after the
first.
Credits?
After the final credits.
You want to know what? I don't think you're joking. And
no, I do it every time.
And I think there's probably at least dozens of Emmas across the country doing it at the same
time.
There
might be, and I really wish Netflix had a leaderboard because I want to know.
I wish I had the time to think that that was even like possible.
But then what do you do with that information? Do you go somewhere on a Reddit thread and, like, say first?
No.
No? Then what's the point?
I just enjoy it. I don't know. It started with Daredevil because I was, like, really hype. I was just so excited.
All right, so, Corey. Corey, what you do, since you don't care about this show,
yeah,
you jump on at midnight. You watch episode 7
oh my
first,
God.
And then you text her spoilers.
Oh no!
Why are you this person?
So that's how you get her.
I don't know if I
because she's doing this so that she can avoid spoilers and enjoy it all at once. So you have to hit it like right then.
I think
that's
the,
your one terrible. Chance.
I think to be even meaner, I could just complete it before her.
That's true.
That's not physically possible, though.
I
unless
think
you're
is.
Like dual screening.
Have you seen her internet connection speeds?
That's a really Ooh. Good point.
All that Ooh. Buffering she's going to be having is I'm watching on a cool like 165 meg thing.
Also, oh. I think dual screening is actually a viable option. You should probably
multiple
consider
episodes
that.
At once.
Yeah, just watch episode one and two at the same
me?
Time.
One left eye, right eye.
I think that, I could do it. Have so you ever done the thing where you watched all 6 Star Wars movies in one screen?
Oh
no!
It's amazing. I love it.
Really? What's yeah. so cool about it?
It's just so much fun. Like
the
you just
sensory
watch
overload,
huh?
The it's seizures great. It gives great, you guys. Are incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. My brain can barely watch one thing.
I get to save so much time.
But
I can
yeah.
watch 6 movies at once. It's great.
So that's why I'll be sleeping all day Friday and streaming in the evening.
I don't know.
I'll finish that around like 11 a.m. or noon.
And then
you're taking
a nap.
They're all like not quite an hour long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ivy, are you?
I was saying, Ivy, are you watching this?
Do you have any ceremonial plans for? Iron Fist?
No, because I'll be going to Long Beach Comic Con this weekend. But generally, when a show that I like drops, yeah, I usually binge watch it the night it's there and carry in to the next day and finish it up, and it's awesome.
Do you have like a ceremony, a special snack, or do you yell first when you complete it?
No, I have a glass of wine or two, and I'm surrounded by cats, and it's glorious.
Oh, stop painting this beautiful picture.
It is. It's glorious. It's me surrounded by cats with a blanket in my pajamas with a glass of wine. It's awesome.
All right. I'm with Vocalist 5 in the chat who's excited about BoJack Horseman, which I think that comes out on the 14th, maybe the 8th. I don't know. It's sometime in the next few weeks. That's a good show, too. It's a really good show.
I've heard good things. I haven't started it yet, though.
It's dark.
I did get a massive spoiler.
For, like, the new season?
No, for just, like, a season. I think it might have been last season.
Oh. I mean, that's not a show I'd worry too much about spoilers for.
Yeah, but I feel like the thing I heard is the one thing you wouldn't want spoiled.
Interesting.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show.
But, yeah, so Iron Fist. Is that a no from everybody?
No, it's a no from me. No from me, dog.
It's on my list, but it's kind of low on my list, so
I'll
get to it eventually.
But then I can come and talk about it on Saturday.
I would love that. I'd much rather have someone just tell me all the stuff on that show than have to sit through it.
We can do a non-spoilery review on Saturday.
All right. I'm down. What else we got?
I think that was all the big stuff for this week.
So let's talk about this Onion article.
The best thing in the world.
I don't know if it's the best thing in the world. I think we should debate this type of humor. I think it's too toxic. So if you guys don't know, The Onion is like a satirical website. It's totally fake. Everyone knows it's fake. And you just go there to laugh. But then they've been doing a lot more esports Twitch stuff lately. And I'll let Emma go ahead and share with us the premise of this one.
Well, I was trying to find the article so I could actually read it. But... basically, the thing I saw on Twitter was like, it was just like the, you know, the Twitch logo, and it was like, The Onion gives you the, you know, your official guideline to Twitch. And I was like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, this is gonna be fucking good. This is gonna be great. And I think the first bullet point is like, it's basically just like, you know, what is Twitch? It's like, you live stream video games a lot until people pay you to be racist.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you know, this is great.
No.
Where's the lie?
Okay, I found the article here.
There you go.
It was posted today, and it is like a beginner's guide with a Q&A section, and the first one is, how does Twitch work? Answer, players live stream games, build a fan base with the hope that in one day, fans will pay them to be racist.
That's 100% the truth.
And then here's the hot take one. Are girls allowed, is the question. Answer, sure. If kept quiet, they can watch.
Is it wrong?
Damn. I mean,
is it wrong?
I've never been a woman on Twitch, so I couldn't.
It's not wrong.
I couldn't tell you, but it's that kind of article. And so you go to The Onion and you go to the top. Mm-hmm. They're also the same people that are Deadspin, Gizmodo, Kotaku, formerly Compete, which was the esports version. And I'm not a fan of those websites. And so to me, it's already taking these extremist kind of very counterproductive viewpoints and one-sided narratives and then turning it into these things to get a bunch of other people riled up. This one happens to be more closer to the true side, but in the past, there's other hot takes that those websites have had that are wrong.
Well, so, I wouldn't... Oh, go ahead.
So just knowing the source, like, I see the humor, but I'm like, oh, I know who their audience is, and I know the people writing these things, so and I know they're wrong.
I don't know. I wouldn't put it on... Like, I didn't... I will admit, I didn't know that they were all in, like, the same umbrella company.
Yeah.
I think I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. But I wouldn't put it...
Joe says, quiet, girls, I'm twitching. Kiss my ass.
I wouldn't put it in the same... I don't know. I wouldn't put it like if I saw this on Kotaku, that would be a different thing. If I saw this basically anywhere that wasn't The Onion, it would be a different thing. Like it was like a weird attempt at humor. But The Onion is established like hyperbolic satire. It's supposed to be dumb.
It's your one-stop source of material of information, right? Everything's accurate, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But it's like
super accurate.
Everything is supposed to be way over the top, way stupid, way just like. It's supposed to be like that. So it's hyperbolic satire that's rooted in small truths. So it's rooted in this toxic community that's the undercurrent of Twitch that we all know is there and we all kind of ignore.
Yeah, I know. And I just want to hope it goes away. And I don't know if this like pokes the bear and makes things worse or just draws those lines. I don't know. It's true, though. Some of the that is definitely true of... the kids that kind of ruin what could be really cool in Twitch culture.
It's not even kids. It's full-grown adults.
Nah.
You don't experience it nearly as much as I'm sure Ivy and I do.
I mean, they can be full-grown adults, but they're still just kids.
This is true.
I feel like kids. That's along the same lines as those, like, when people are like, oh, the person, like, when it's... I hear this a lot because it's always... I mean, it's usually dudes that are saying that kind of stuff, and they're like, you know, they're like, oh, that's not a man, that's a boy.
Yeah.
That's not a man, that's a boy. I'm like, no, it's a full-grown man. You just don't want to, like, align yourself on the side. But that's what that is. Like, they're a full-grown adult. They may be acting immature. But, like, this is grown-ass adults.
Yeah. I mean, they still get to vote and, like, make decisions.
Exactly.
So we should probably take that away from them.
Bunch of amateurs.
If you're a Twitch troll, you don't get to vote.
Hey, just saying. Starship Troopers.
Do it.
Ivy, what is going on? I think, have you added some new shows? What's your schedule looking like?
Oh, man. Well, there's Long Beach Comic Con this weekend, right? So if you're in the LA area, this is my last show that I'll be doing here in California. As far as other shows, there's New York Comic Con just got added.
Oh, you're doing that one? Oh, you and Emma will both be there.
I will.
Yeah. So they will be announcing me as a guest, I think, next week.
Cool.
Spoiler alert.
I
can tell you guys. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
no
fine.
One listens to this.
And I have two panels already scheduled for their photo ops. I'm doing a thing on one of their stages. So yeah, they're going to keep me busy. It's going to be a lot of fun. Vienna Comic Con and also MCM Scotland, which is in Glasgow. And I think that's
going on the European
year.
Leg of the trip. Jeez,
I have two more. Well, yeah, I have two more. I've been to the like that part of the world three times already this year.
Do you need a roadie?
I have one. Her name is Amy.
Yeah, and to be honest, I would just, as soon as we got off the plane, disappear and go enjoy.
You probably would. Yeah. You'd get taken for your organs.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
Speaking of taken for their organs, David Ng, what have you been promoting lately?
But,
that was a weird segue.
Wow. I was going to say it might be a TwitchCon.
You're just hitting him with the weird segues today.
He should be expecting this. This is my old
what
friend.
What you should have said is, what are you harvesting?
I could have.
Yeah, but you didn't.
What are you up to? Let's.
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you plugging?
Pokemon Go.
All right.
Yes.
There you go. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm hooked.
Emma.
So good.
Stream schedule.
On the stream schedule, I will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. We're going to play some Batman Arkham Asylum. Been hopping back into that. Friday at 6 p.m. Spider-Man. And then it's going to be Spider-Man through next week until
No, are you
going to
compete with David?
We're both streaming it.
You guys are gonna
competition. It's a collaboration.
Oh, Twitch.
But if she wins, then she wins.
Okay.
And there's that. And we're doing that until next week when Tomb Raider comes out on Wednesday. Oh, Friday, but I get it Wednesday because I pre-ordered it.
So do you have to beat Spider-Man super fast so you can?
Yes, I do.
It kind of sounds like you do.
Yes, I do.
So you're not gonna get to explore it all.
I will. I'm gonna try to do the story.
Right.
Over 3 days.
Right.
And then I'll have all the side missions and explorations left to do.
How many hours do you expect this game to take?
I can see putting like 30, 40, 50 hours into this.
Into which one?
Spider-Man.
I heard the campaign is 15, so...
Yeah, I can see putting like 30
Double
30
it
hours.
To, for all the random shit you get into.
Yeah.
And it seems low for a game. I'm not as excited anymore.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm used to spending like 120 hours in a game.
I think that's a you problem.
I think that's a you thing, David.
I don't think that's a game problem.
Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please don't forget, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting platform like Spotify, iTunes, Dognet, Dragon Catcher, or Beasting, you are going to want to hit the 5-star rating button.
Beasting.
Yeah, Beasting. It's a very popular one. It's trending. Mm. Okay. If you like the show, comment. That's how these things work. If you rate it 5 stars, more people see the show. We get a little bit more attention, and it grows that way. And then the other thing, if you do that and you want to see us live and interact with us face-to-face, mano-e-mano, you can go to twitch.tv/videogame_bang. There you can subscribe with your Amazon Prime membership for free to get access to very special limited emotes and access to our Discord, where you can hang out with Special Cases and Pratt Gamer, who really just dominate that thing. But that's it. Thanks, guys, for listening. For David Ng, Ivy Doomkitty, Emma Skies, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.
Peace.
Peace.